Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey there, guys. Total Divas. Season 8, episode number 5, Pink Hair, Don't Care. Naya invites the girls to come and celebrate her new house. Lana tries to reinvent her new character. And the Bellas help Paige get some aggression out. Stay tuned for all this and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
So you say you want to talk, I don't. Say you want to change, I won't. Yes, like that. Had your chance, won't take you back. Now what you think about that?
Well, say I'm through. Basically, I'm through with you.
What you want to say? Had to have it your way. Had to play a game.
I guess we just doing the whole song.
Yeah. I could do the whole song. I love that song. Oh my gosh. Hey guys. This is episode number 5, Total Divas, Pink Hair, Don't Care. I'm Monique Loveless and I have my beautiful panel over here. Let them know who you are.
Hello, hello. I am Leslie Colon. Excited to be here once again.
She's so cute. My name is TK Trinidad.
Oh God.
Okay. So what did you ladies think of this episode?
It was good. I'm not so keen about the moving thing, but, you know, whatever. Whatever works.
I feel like it was by far the best one of the season. I was entertained, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You think this was the best episode?
Ooh. So far.
Ooh. Okay.
It's only episode 5, so.
That's a big statement. Yeah.
When you throw shade, you actually curve up your left bottom lip.
Are you sure it goes up? I feel like it goes down.
No, it goes up. It's like, it's weird when you throw some shade. I just noticed it.
I didn't throw no shade.
Oh, you
I just
sure did.
Asked, what'd you think about this episode?
Okay.
Well, you just said, oh,
like a bubble coming from your head. Bitch, please. That's what I said.
Bye, Felicia.
This episode was good. Yeah, I mean, it was good.
I feel like you're kind of like your best friend, kind of over, you know, your best friend. She's not here right now, but, you know, your best friend.
My best friends are in Canada, by the way, so they are not here. I spoke to 2 of them, though.
But are you kind of like over Total Divas?
No, I think Trinity needs to get her own show, and especially since we didn't see her on SmackDown, which I already had to take issue with, but, you know, whatever. I mean, it's one of those...
So you want to see more of Trinity and John?
I do want to see more of Trinity and John. Especially since John. Kudos to John. He lost more weight. He looks amazing. I think it's the time now that him and his brother should just go shirtless.
They are fine.
In person, too. Yeah, in person, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's hold hands. Let's get along with that one. Because that, yes. Oh,
I wouldn't
you, Jesus.
Know.
God. You wouldn't know that...
Those are some beautiful
they're
men.
They're good looking.
They are some beautiful men.
And they, them and plus Naomi, they smell wonderful. They smell delightful.
Yes.
Well, can you invite her on the show so I can...
I've been talking to... I have the PR person for E, and I sent her two emails. That's why I say I'm like Naya, because I'm like very aggressive.
Yes.
So I sent her two emails, and I spaced them out where it doesn't seem like I'm harassing, but she's getting to the point where I might be sending emails on a daily basis. Just okay. Tell me no.
Just as long as we get somebody up in here. They came last time. It was one of her. Really? Yeah, Trinity came last time, and then John.
They were on the other show that I did, a fitness show.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like losing weight and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and like took pictures of them, and they both smelled delightful. Both of them. And I even hit him up on IG. I DM'd him because he had pictures with him and some like guys. I'm like, hey, send the single guys, you know, my way. And he did an LOL. So I don't know what that means, but we'll talk.
Hey, you got an LOL.
Right.
In your DMs.
Oh my gosh. Mine was shade. Like, you got an LOL. Oops. Okay.
I was like, yeah, girl, yeah.
Right, sure. Like, sure, okay. Why not?
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Or, you know, I give you credit. They come into LA.
I hope so.
Why are you going?
I'm taking, I need to go.
Wait, what's the event?
Are you going to get to?
Let me tell you, I'm going. I'm going to be there.
Oh, she's growing up so quickly.
Listen.
Brings a little tear to my eye.
We taught you well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You will.
I was like, I was about to say the event. I was like, oh, I see where you're going with this. The shade is very like
well,
this.
Well, announce it for those who don't know.
No, announce
Survivor
it.
Survivor Series.
Okay, so I will be there. I will try my hardest to be there.
Are you getting tickets?
You're going to get tickets for me.
Yeah, sure.
Y'all know I don't know these things. You just invite me and I just go.
Exactly. Happy birthday, Gabby.
And I'm there.
Yep.
Yes, happy birthday to Gabby McCoy. We're looking out for this show, too. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Okay, so let's get into the episode of Naya invites Trinity, Lana, and Natty to come and celebrate her new home. But really, she puts them to work.
Put them to work.
You were saying, go ahead and say what you were saying.
So, I am of two minds. One, I know a lot of people try to invite me to help them move and stuff because I work out. But just because I work out doesn't mean I want to move anything. So, I tell them outright, like, these are just pretty muscles. They're not working muscles. So, I tell people that outright. It's like, I'll bring some alcohol and I'll drink while I watch you. Like, I'm that person. However, I'm like Naya, where it's like, if I have a thought in my mind, it doesn't really matter about what y'all are feeling. Like, this is what we doing. So that's how I feel like she's my spirit animal.
Yeah, see, don't invite me to do no, because I don't do moving for myself. So don't invite me to paint. I don't do that.
You don't even look like a mover.
I'm not. Don't invite me to put together nothing, because I'm not.
You don't even look like you could do that.
I can, but I just don't. Okay. Like, that is just not a part of my resume. It's not a part of these beautiful hands. It's not a part of this beautiful body. It's just not a part of my...
So what's your body made for?
You know, that... Let me tell you.
Tell me.
We're going to keep this show PG-13. Okay? I just don't do those things. See, karma. Karma, that's what you get, karma. But
you're going to say something.
I don't do those
just
type
like
of things.
Just like Lana. She's not domestic. She straight out said it.
Lana is a little more of my spirit, like, person. Amen. Not all the way there, but, you know, she's...
Why not? What's wrong with her? I love her. She's out there.
She is out there. Damn, was that shade?
I don't know.
I feel like she came for me.
Well, then. Right. You taught her too well.
Clearly they weren't having it either, because they went and stayed in a hotel.
Well, yeah, sleeping on the floor. especially if you sleep in hotel rooms, like you travel all the time and some hotel rooms might not be as good as some other ones. And now it's like you sleep on the floor and then you're like, peace, bitches, and you're going to sleep in your bed. And you can afford a hotel, I'm out.
But you would want them to come and help? Like, you're not a good friend.
I feel like she wasn't upfront about it. She just said a fun weekend. She wasn't. That's why. Yeah.
That's why she had that conversation with them talking about how she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't. I did say celebrate.
I think what was dumb of her is when she was like, oh, you guys are all being selfish. When it's like, girl, you want them to do your work.
Yeah, it's like,
that's not being, that's her being selfish.
Yeah. But I mean, she had a one-track mind. That's why I understand her. Like, it's like, when I have my mind, we're doing this. Like, I don't see nothing else. So it's the same thing with her and her brother setting up with Paige. Like, she didn't see anything else. Like, if she really hung out with Paige and her and Paige are friends, she might have seen that, like, oh, like, we're not talking as often. Like, what's up? And but you seem happy. So, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like she has one track mind, like, oh, well, I want Paige to be my sister-in-law. And she don't see nothing else.
Right.
Yeah, that I do actually agree with that. It is a one-track mind. Mm.
She just wants to get the house done.
Makes sense.
Put them to work. And they lift, so, I mean, I could see how she would correlate it. No. She wouldn't ask you, though, but she would ask them.
She wouldn't ask you either.
She would ask me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
I just got asked today, and I'm like, no, I don't.
By
I don't.
Her?
No, by somebody else. I think her house is done already. I think her house is done. Like, I asked by somebody else, and I'm like, I don't do that.
It's a beautiful house, though, and I did like that she, what did you guys think about her, like, having that moment where she said that she was once poor, and she never thought that she was going to be able to have her own place?
Kudos to her. It's the same thing as, I mean, like her cousin when he was talking about he came back from the CFL with $7 in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And like, look where he's at now. Mm-hmm. Can only send a tweet for SmackDown. But.
Right. I think it's nice to see a different side of her.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't. But the face.
So SmackDown had 1,000 episodes yesterday.
Yes!
The reason SmackDown is SmackDown is because of The Rock.
Woo!
Now he... That was Ric Flair. Now... I stalk him on Instagram and Twitter, so I know he's a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
But the least he could have done is do a video. He just put out a tweet.
Who?
The Rock.
He's a busy man.
No,
he
son.
Don't have time to
if
be
it wasn't
putting
for
on
the
a
WWE,
video.
He wouldn't be what he is right now. The WWE gave him that platform. The least you can do is do a video. And the thing is, you know how that was kind of shady? WWE didn't even retweet that on the show.
And not just that, even John Cena called it out. Like, oh, it's because of The Rock that we have this show. So, I mean, come on.
John Cena
even
with his
John
weird
Cena.
Hair. Like,
oh, yeah, I know. He grew his hair.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, to cover the bald spot.
Dang.
He said it on The Daily Show. He's on Daily Show last week.
Yeah.
Well, all that I know, I'm missing all the drama. Right, all the drama.
Shout out to Rock, though. I'll still...
She's still going to stalk.
We can be friends. Like, I'm not hating. I'm just pointing it out.
Friends in your mind?
Yeah. No, we friends.
No, you're friends in your mind.
Don't worry about it. It's happening.
Oh, okay. It's happening. If she says so.
Well, you
in
do.
Her head.
This is not... We're living in L.A. This is all possible.
It is clearly possible, but if he's too busy to do a video, he's too busy to be... Trying to make a relationship with one of his stalkers.
I don't stalk him. I just have the app.
Post
where,
notifications?
Yeah, for both Twitter and Instagram. It's not stalking. It's just keeping abreast of the situation that he's doing. He just sang happy birthday to his daughter this morning. So happy birthday to her.
Stalker
And
material.
She's only 6 months. She's not even a year. Because they do things out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Hey.
Anyways,
passion.
I love that she was able to come forth and really tell her story. She got a little emotional. She was able to do that, which was really cool because I don't think we've ever seen like that side of Nia at all.
You don't really get to see that side of her. I feel like on the show she's just kind of there,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really see much of her story or where she comes from,
right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But it's nice she's like low key too. It's the same thing with like Trinity. It's like they're very even keel, so you're not going to see that. You're going to see more of Lana because she's up and down. You're going to see more of Natty because Natty is, you know, she gets emotional and she goes off in tangents. But you're not going to see much of Nia because Nia is pretty even keel, even though we're all aware that she has emotions and stuff like that, but she keeps that under lock and key. Mm-hmm. And the thing with Paige is that we see more Paige because even though people take her as a strong woman, she still does, like, some outlandish things, like, you know, going running off with Alberto. Like, A man's like twice your age.
Well, things happen with her too.
Yeah.
So. Right. And we'll get into that. But
it was a good taste.
Speaking of Lana, she decided that she wanted to reinvent her character so that she can get on because she hasn't been on in. Mm-hmm. Technically, when this was filmed, she hadn't been on in 13 weeks.
Yeah.
So she goes out to see some new wigs. They go to a wig shop with her to reinvent her character. How did y'all think that was going to turn out?
The shade with Eva, though.
I know. Wow.
The shade towards Eva.
I loved it.
Oh, I was sad because I like Eva Marie. She's boring on TV, but I definitely like her.
She just has a little boot camp that happened this weekend, so shout out to that. She's going nationwide.
Stalker.
I keep abreast of the situation. That's why I watch sports and wrestling all the time. That's why I watch entertainment all the time. That's why I read books, because y'all. I am the expert on certain things. That's why I get paid the small bucks.
Minimal bucks to be a stalker.
Hey, the minimal will become big. And then when your birthday comes around, you want me to take you out to dinner and you want me to get you tickets. It's a whole situation.
Okay.
Exactly.
Still, I feel like that's borderline-ish stalker.
All right, well, then you don't get tickets for WWE.
Dang, Leslie and that sucks. Go.
Yay!
No! No! No, not now. You were just throwing shade. You were just throwing shade.
She heard Brenda's, but she's like, yeah, I'm going to get these tickets real quick. Yeah.
It's a big event, too. It's not something small.
I'm going. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be stalking right on top of her.
All right. If you see us there, say hi.
No, we'll probably be backstage, so you can't say hi.
Oh.
I mean, even but I'll get you tickets in the nosebleed section.
She tried it. But she gonna be wanting somebody to be her wing person when she go take these applications with these wrestlers, and I'm gonna be the only person who's a good ring person. Yeah. Pikachu and man with your five kids.
Ooh, speaking of applications, we have some good news coming up about applications. You'll see right now.
Do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I don't know what she's talking about, but whatever.
You'll see right now.
I'm so confused.
I was like, I missed that bar. I don't know what's happening right now.
Just watch.
I missed it too. But did you guys like Lana's pink hair?
I liked it,
but the funny fact is that, oh my gosh, I told you the girl's name.
Oh yeah, Liv Morgan.
She has her hair that color now, though.
Oh, but there's like, she said, I do agree, there was a lot of blondes, but not a lot of different color hair. Mm-hmm. So even if there is somebody in there, I feel like her having a different look would be okay.
I think blonde goes a long way in WWE, especially if you're a heel blonde. So that's why a lot of the girls are blonde, because that's the look that they like. Mm. So that's why. But, I mean, to catch someone's attention, she's going to go out of the ordinary.
Right. She clearly didn't keep it for long, because when she got caught in Carano's office, she was back to being blonde.
So it might just been a storyline.
It could have been. Yeah. And she messed up Nia's wall.
It was just fingerprints. You could just, and I bet you she painted that, and she has the paint somewhere in the house. You could just did it. It wasn't like it was like 6 months later. She could have repainted that. It's not like the whole wall was pink or body stuff. That's true. Lana too, for just literally taking her clothes off and heading into the shower in front of everybody.
I do that.
I have not seen your naked body, nor do I want to.
Well, we haven't done anything together to cause me to be naked.
Facts. Don't want to.
But I'm saying, like, we're women. We have the same anatomy.
I don't want to see it.
Well, if I have to get in the shower, I'm going to get naked to do what I need to do. I don't care who's there.
Okay.
Good to Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm free. She's not.
I
clearly.
Didn't say I'm not free. I'm free.
Oh, but
free.
You can be with free with everyone folks. Else, but you
with
can't
some
be.
Some folks.
I don't care. We all have the same anatomy. If you're like, I got to get in the shower, boop, do you.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, somebody with their sexual mind would take that differently. But we have great news for you guys with AfterBuzz TV watching us. Do.
Sexual mind.
Yeah, you have a very sexual mind.
Okay, it has sexual mind. That wouldn't mind you getting in the shower, but I don't want you getting in the shower in front of me. I like this relationship. I don't want that relationship. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network producer. This is After Shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels. AfterBuzz Wrestling and Sports, by the way. Mm-hmm. Women's Wrestling Weekly. We had Sunny Kiss on. He was amazing. Next week, we have an amazing guest also from Lucha Underground. So check that out. Let us know you did in the comments and we will thank you. So shout out to Gabby, Joseph, Pep, Sylvia. I think you're new. I haven't seen you in a minute. But shout out to all y'all. Tom. Tom, you look. I'm reading your comment. Tom, shout out to you. For now, thanks for being the best fans, for helping us be the ESPN of Talk TV. Because we're the boss.
TV Talk.
Oh, my gosh. TV Talk.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, snap. I'm trying to get in the chat, and it just came on.
Magic. Smartphones work.
I know, right? So, back into what we were talking about.
Tom said, worst reason ever, my aunt tried to pull that same anatomy-ish on me. Nah.
Okay. That's different. Yeah. That's a man and a woman. Yeah. And if you're grown, that's totally different. But if I'm in a locker room... No, if I'm in the locker room or I'm at a spa or I'm doing something, of course, I don't care. There's other women. Like, I do not care. You have the same anatomy as I do.
Korean spas with the bushy bush? Nah, son. I'm good.
God, I can't with her. See? She's been around. See, you do stuff. You have the same anatomy. We've all seen it before. Like, but if it's a grown man, I'm not going to tell my grown cousin or my brother to be like, oh... I'm about to get in the shower and not get naked.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, now that's different. Mm-hmm. That's don't like that. Totally different.
Yeah.
But jumping into a little more serious talk, I guess. Paige actually meets up with the Bellas. Mm-hmm. And they're working on their office right now. And she meets up and they take her to like a dive bar and to smash up some cars to get out aggression. But she really like... confides in them of what she's been going through. What did you guys think about that?
Well, I think it all starts with how the episode opened up, where one of the fans was like, Paige, I liked your movie. When is part two coming out? And you can tell that she tried to like brush it off, but obviously it got to her. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just sad because it's, you finally see a different side where, yeah, she's not as strong as, like, she portrays herself. And it gets to her. She's human. Like she said, she's human. So right. I felt for her.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, they even brought it up in the, if you remember the rap between New Day and Usos, they brought that up. And Xavier was like, all right. And nothing really happened to him, but it was all about her, which kind of sucky. But on the positive note, she looked banging.
In what?
In the video.
For those of you who don't know, Xavier was the one taking part.
Along with somebody else.
The video, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else was there.
It was two people.
Guys in the
car. Oh, I didn't know that. I watched some of it. I'm not going to lie. I did watch some of it.
You didn't know.
I mean, for research.
You didn't know it was him or you didn't know it was two guys?
I didn't know it was him. I didn't know it was somebody in the actual.
They made a joke about it on live TV.
Oh,
but it's a rap battle, and I mean, wrestling, as you guys are way more knowledgeable on the chat than me, is like they do stuff like that, but it's always for some reason the guy always comes out on top. So I mean, on a positive spin, her body looked banging.
Yeah.
Well, she had a moment about it, and she clearly went into depression, and she also confided that she was cutting herself during that time, which is a very serious thing to just kind of glaze over. I felt like that was kind of like, oh, I was cutting myself, and, you know, this is about to get real deep, but I was cutting myself, and I was, you know, I...
She probably said more, but they only had...
Well, I feel like because they have such a big... outlet, or like a lot of people are watching the show, I feel like WWE should have gotten more and be like, you know, mental health issues, or if you're going through depression, you know, call this number, because they didn't really do anything about it.
I know,
and that was really sad.
A month or something, or week or something, because I know they're doing stuff with Connor's Cure and breast cancer, but they haven't done. I don't think they did anything for mental health.
No, never.
And I think that's the most important right now. We clearly see a lot going on with celebrities and mental health issues.
People, not just celebrities.
Just people. But we're seeing it now in the forefront, as we most people do watch celebrities, or we have some celebrities that we look at, and they're the biggest. They have the biggest kind of like platform that we see, and to see the mental health issues that are going on right now, it's been a big ordeal. Mm-hmm. Like, not only from, you know, celebs basically, you know, killing them, suicide, right. to, you know, just having mental breakdowns in front of all yeah. of us. So I felt like they did kind of glaze over that. I wish they would have went more into that, and mm-hmm. then they should have followed it up with yeah. if you have a crisis or whatever, make sure you call this hotline,
right. yeah,
and things like that. So I'm glad that she did open up, and I think that her to do it to the Bellas, was that weird?
I felt it kind of weird. Like, I know they're friends, but it's like, even like, how close of a friend are you? Like, they took her to tea time and she wasn't feeling it, and then they took her to a dive bar and she's like, I really just want to talk. So it's like, how close are you as friends to like miss the mark on like those two things?
Well, I feel like she wanted a different perspective. Like she said, they are older and they are at a different point in their lives where Paige has to do now because she had to end her career so early. Mm-hmm. So because of that, she went to them. So that's why I think she did the right thing to go to the Bellas, because they are
business. Give her advice. Yeah,
they have their business now. Yeah. Yeah. It's not just wrestling, because like she said, they can't wrestle anymore.
Right.
Like full on. They are wrestling now, but not to like their potential pretty
well,
much.
Well, technically, right. they said they're going to be wrestling for a while, which I highly doubt, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I thought it was very, well, then they took her to, I guess they realized that she had some things that she had to get out, so they took her to go smash some cars.
Which is mm-hmm. awesome. I love yeah, smashing cool. stuff. That was on you, but I totally agree, though.
That was a door that was just completely open, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
They went to go take her to smash cars. Would that be something you guys would do?
Hell
clearly, TK
yeah.
would.
Yeah. I love punching things when stuff get, like, kind of complicated. I go and hit the boxing bag for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Especially you get the music going and you hit that zone. Don't mess with me, son.
Yeah, I think it'd be something I would do cool. for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Smash stuff?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Don't try to turn it around because I laugh. You missed the mark. No.
Sipping my drink.
And then they ended the episode with showing her it was the debut, right, of her being general manager in right. SmackDown.
Yeah.
Was it the debut, or was it like, well, it was close
no.
to it?
I feel like it was kind of
because she announced it at yeah. WrestleMania, and then I felt like this was her moment to really show that she was the GM.
I think it was kind of like a transition. Like, I don't care what people say now, so I'm going to show you who's boss.
Yeah, because they've been getting on her too. Yeah. They had the fan who came up to her and actually taped it, because that was on TMZ, mm-hmm. and then people have been calling her fat, like she gained a lot of weight and all this other stuff. So
how much weight did she gain?
She didn't gain nothing but like 5 pounds.
That's what I was like. But she didn't gain no weight.
But anything, if you're used to seeing her in this
slimmer,
right? Mm-hmm. So she didn't gain nothing that's significant, but it's definitely a difference from. It's just like anybody who's an athlete and then they're off. It's right. a different regiment. So.
Right. Right.
She didn't do no brandy.
She didn't look. She still looks cute, though. They yeah. both do.
She's fine.
I'll let you go, Brandy.
You are too much.
Damn.
So, yes. That's how they kind of wrapped up the episode. Lana, basically, with the SmackDown and Paige, and then mm-hmm. Lana getting called to Karano's.
Which is a good. Her thing now is amazing. I'm just pointing out some drinks.
And. Basically getting her
back on TV.
Yeah, back yeah. on TV. Were y'all expecting that when she went into Karano's office?
Yes. It happened once already. Yeah. It was obvious.
I think it happened twice.
Yeah.
It happened twice. Well, I'm happy yeah. for her. Her storyline was really good, especially with Aiden English. Mm-hmm. Now the whole thing with happening in Milwaukee, which I think they could extend a little bit more, but whatever.
Yeah.
But she's back on TV. I don't know we need to get like a wrestler on here as far as Lana's wrestling skills.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I
are
just,
those questionable?
I just it's one of those things where some people pick it up and it's either they're not giving their opportunity in live shows. I don't know what's happening, but she's obviously putting in the work, according to her.
Yeah.
So is it one of those things where it's just not meshing? I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it has to do with that. It has to do with who WWE wants right now. Especially with the talent that they have.
Yeah, but once they give her the opportunity, it's still... Mm.
Right.
Well, hopefully we can get somebody in here and figure all of that out.
I'm going to start sending you daily emails, Miss E Entertainment Total Divas.
So she's a stalker.
You don't want that.
I know, she's a stalker.
You don't want that.
So let's get ready for throwing on our shades so that we can get into the total shade moment.
We've been throwing shade this whole episode.
Damn! Put your glasses back on.
Woo! So what was your shadiest moment?
For me, it was when Natty was, like, calling out Lana on her character and saying how it was, like, a Hooters.
Or Frederick Hollywood.
Frederick Hollywood. That was so mean.
That was
so good.
She was throwing all the shade.
And she was just, like, totally laughing about it.
Oh,
so
my
that
God.
That was my shadiest moment.
I feel like she's making a transition from the person who says yes all the time to the person who doesn't give an F.
Well, right. She needs to.
Right. She's still a caring person, but it's like, well, what? Like, if you're not feeling it, then whatever. Like, I'm going to do me. Me and my husband are good. I'm making this paper. Like, I'm going to do me.
Right.
So that as well for me is a shady moment where it's just like.
Right. What was your shadiest moment?
That's what I said. That was.
Okay. I have to say, you know what? I thought you had another one because you said that's another one. Yeah,
sure.
There's another one for me.
There's another one.
I thought it was really shady when Lana called out Eva Marie and she couldn't even defend herself. Like,
I really need to check on Twitter. Hit us up on the live chat real quick before we end it, if Eva Marie said anything back.
Right, because Eva Marie couldn't even, like, she's not even on the show to, like, respond.
Or with WWE at all.
Right. Yeah.
But she has her own podcast on Podcast One, talking about something.
Everybody got one. Mm. Everybody got one of those on Podcast One.
Oh.
Yeah.
See how the lip twitch?
I'm just saying. Everyone has one on.
The next dude who dates her, that's how you know the shade is real.
Anywho. So that wraps it up for our total shade. Now we're going to go right into our news.
Yes. Let's do the news.
TV news.
All right, so let's start off with Paige. She is defending Sasha Banks. She talks about her injury. If you don't know, she was... Can you relax?
I'm just proud right now. Just take it in.
Continue. So earlier in the season, we saw that obviously Paige is now retired because she was injured, and one of those who injured her was Sasha Banks, and a lot of people blamed her for injuring her because she got kicked in the back of her neck, and then she's pretty much, like, paralyzed throughout the event. She defends Sasha and says that it wasn't her fault, that she thought that she could take those kicks, but obviously she couldn't. So, yeah.
She should defend her. Nobody should blame Sasha for that.
Well, just like the earlier, how we talked about Brie, too, mm-hmm. You know, things happen, and it wasn't her fault.
I did watch that. Brie was looking a hot mess.
Yeah, she was.
It's one of those things where you're in the ring.
Yeah, it happens.
Right.
They shouldn't blame her.
Being an athlete in general, if you can come out unscathed from playing any type of professional sports, you are very lucky.
Either way,
you're going to get injured either from like doing stuff on your own or from other people. So it's one of those things.
Right.
All right. Next, speaking of applications that you guys were talking about, Nikki Bella announces on her YouTube channel that her and John are still not dating, or they're not together at all, that she is single and currently taking applications. So, Joseph, I know you think that they are married, but they are not.
Why
are
you calling Joseph like that, out like that?
I know.
He needs
general
to know
manager of Women's Wrestling Weekly. Don't be calling Joseph out like that.
No shade.
Just that was fine. A lot of shade.
Right.
And then also, for some Total Divas news, executive producer Nikki Bella has revealed... Hey, don't shade my girl like that.
Oh, no, I was clearing my throat.
Yeah, she didn't lift up the lip, so it's not shade.
I turned away.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't lift
I thought
up
you
lip.
Part of that Bella army.
I am. Okay. I am. They're doing a lot for me right now, but yes, I am a part of it.
So she has revealed that E! News and WWE... Well, E! In general, are in discussion of changing the show from Total Divas to something else. Because if you guys don't know, women are now women wrestlers, not divas. So they are trying to change it because it has, like, a negative
concept. When Beyonce called it divas, we are now accepted. Like, there is no...
Oh, we get that diva song to play at the end.
There is no way that divas is now bad. When Beyonce brought it on, Yeah, yeah, there's no need.
In the wrestling community, so here's the issue. So Total Divas, there's a high majority of people who watch Total Divas that don't watch wrestling.
Exactly. Right?
So that's the issue. You're catering to the small percentage of people who actually watch wrestling and watch Total Divas. So it's one of those things why, so you're catering to the small amount of people versus the majority of people who don't have a problem with it.
Right.
So I don't think they should change the name, because then it's going to throw off people who might be introduced to the show. They're right. They see wrestling and they're not going to want to watch it.
Well, exactly. Also, they were saying that it's hard for them to do it for like marketing and advertising purposes. Mm-hmm. So it won't work. They're just in the talks about it. But
all right, just
they're
talks
trying to
talk
do this Women's Evolution on Total Divas, but it's okay. We like the name.
Women's Evolution.
Right. Well, we stick with it. Stick with it. Now she's going to ask me every time because Leslie asked me. Yes.
When is it?
I don't know when it is, but I did.
This month.
Hold on, but I do know about that.
Okay.
Yes. October. This
yeah.
month.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a great, I think you should really watch that one.
Hopefully. Okay. It might
WWE
be great.
WWE Network. WWE Network.
I can give you that password.
For those of you who don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm promoting WWE right now.
Okay, so quick predictions. Quick predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I'm ready for this Lana and Paige feud.
Yeah.
And if they're gonna throw it down, I'm ready for that too. I wanna see something.
Probably not, because we're next.
Yeah, they ain't gonna throw down.
Although that brings me back to fun. Natty and Summer Rae. Remember Natty and Summer Rae, where Summer Rae slapped Natty?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now Summer Rae ain't working no more.
Earlier, like season one, I think, when what's her name? Trinity's tag partner.
Oh, what's her Adriana. Name? Oh.
Oh, Adrian. Yeah. Adrian.
She, her and Paige got into it too when she was trying to.
The
pterodactyls.
Oh, the fuck the pterodactyls.
She was excited though. We'll give her the excitement. She was excited that she was close to the name, so we'll give her that.
The
She's acting now. She's doing well. She lives in Hollywood. And she was also on Maria Menounos' show, so you should check that out.
She ain't acting. Hold on, she's Hollywood acting. Y'all don't. Hold on, y'all don't. Y'all gotta look that up. She's Hollywood acting. Okay. Anyway, TK. Moving forward.
Go ahead.
What's your prediction, CK?
I want to know about this apartment thing with Trinity and John.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with that? Well, we know they're happy because I saw them on Instagram because I stalked them too. So they happy now. So I don't know. I need to be abreast of the situation. I watch all this stuff to let people know. If you guys are not watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, I watch all these shows to make sure you guys are in line with everything that's going on.
Hey, follow us on Instagram at WPW Weekly.
Shout out to Leslie, too. Yeah. She does the social media for that. She's doing a wonderful job. That's why I'm so proud of her. She had her newscaster voice and the look. It's just... she's drinking. She's throwing shade. She's going to be doing everything in Leslie. Yes. She's going to be taking our jobs. We just sit back. Just have her
watch,
do it all.
Guys. Just right. watch.
She's going to come with the shade. You did good.
I know someone said I'm coming with the shade today.
Yeah, we can drop you off in the hood and you'll be good.
Not yet. Not yet. I would take it that far. Not yet.
What hood are you talking about? Are you talking
about? She said, hold on, what hood are you even talking about?
No, the hood, like the American hood. Canada don't have hoods.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are you from Canada? So.
Yeah, that's some shade right there. Thanks, Leslie.
Ooh,
yeah, Canada, we have great healthcare and education. We don't really have hoods.
Shout
like
out to Canada. Can you take me? I've never been.
Yeah, we can go.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go too.
No, I'm just Leslie, sorry.
Okay. Anyways. So.
He's like, we wrapping this.
Let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can follow me at @_LeslieColon on Instagram and Twitter, and follow us at WPW Weekly on Women's Wrestling.
TK.
He just cue the music.
I know. He's telling you to hurry up and wrap it up.
Follow me on everything at TK Trinidad.
And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can follow me everywhere at Ms. Mo Loveless. That's M-S Mo Loveless. And come and Ms. Mo Loveless, M-S Mo Loveless. And make sure you look at my website for all your style tips and tricks at MoniqueLoveless.com. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode, and we can't wait to see you again next week. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.